This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I want to call out Ryan Rutledge for sending me an email that said, tell Corey I said hi.
What's up, Ryan? How's it going, homie?
Corey has his own email.
We did correspond with each other.
Then keep doing that, Ryan.
You can correspond with Kevin. Just add me on it and I'll reply all.
Oh, my dear God. All right. We're going to do the Ryan Schottenheimer press conference later, about 11:45. And guess what? We're not going to have any commercials in between. We're going to go from that right into our interview with Jason Kidd. So I'm very excited about that, Mavericks head coach, which means right now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Dip and rip it.
So we talked about this last week, and it did finally come to fruition. The Philadelphia Eagles announced that they're sending Bryce Huff to the San Francisco 49ers. The Eagles will get a conditional fifth-round pick that could become a fourth-rounder based on Huff's performance. That is per CBS. He was set to make $17 million this year. Philadelphia will pay 9.05 of that, and then San Francisco will pick up the other 7.95 million. So San Francisco makes a move for what has been one of the more rare Philadelphia Eagles personnel misses. Like, yeah. They definitely swung and missed with
well,
that one.
I think they have a lot of quantity.
Okay.
And like they have, because Kevin, I think they'll sign a bunch of free agents. They'll also add a bunch of draft picks. They'll make trades and get draft picks. So I do think that you say rare. I think they miss on things too. It's just they have been very successful at a lot of things.
And they have other backups.
And there's a lot of quantity that goes along with it. But again, the way they draft, Kevin, Jordan Davis is there.
Yeah.
Let's take him. N'Kobe Dean fell. Let's take that guy. Like, it's just wild that people pass on these guys and they land in their lap.
Yeah. Did you even think about committing to Georgia? All right. We will also draft you. All right. Let's go from that to, and this is a question that I'm really curious about, especially earlier people were talking about like Dak versus Tony Romo. Maybe we should bring that subject back at some point. But our buddy Hollywood David Hellman ranked the supporting cast for each of the quarterbacks.
All right.
Where do you think Dak Prescott's supporting cast ranks in there? So the Dallas Cowboys, offensively, what do you think his supporting cast is like compared to the rest of the NFL?
CeeDee Lamb is exceptional. He's a top three.
Agreed.
Running back is a huge question mark. Tight end, thought he should be a top five. He never was. So I'll say
offensive line as well.
13.
Okay, 13.
Maybe 15.
Ooh, okay, 13 or 15. I like that. Alec, what is your vibe about where the supporting cast for Dak Prescott has the Dallas Cowboys?
I was thinking around the 15 range, but I'm going to go in between Corey's marks. I'm going to say 14.
Okay. It probably won't surprise you to know that Hellman has Philadelphia at the top of the list.
Makes sense.
Followed by Minnesota, Detroit, Cincinnati, and Tampa Bay. Cincinnati doesn't really surprise me either because I know they had a tough year last year, but that's because their defense has got off.
Right, yeah.
So, to the surprise of pretty much nobody, when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys, if you just kind of pick close to the middle, you'll usually turn out pretty well.
There you go.
He has the Dallas Cowboys at 15th best supporting cast. And so, right there, that shows some of the problems that the Cowboys face as an organization because they have elements of excellent defenders,
yep.
But by no means, especially since Dan Quinn left, do you look at the defense and you're like, they're unfreaking stoppable. And then you go over to the offense and somebody whose football knowledge I respect a great deal, Mr. Hellman, has them offensively supporting cast with Dak about middle of the pack. And I think a lot of people in terms of quarterback ability would probably have Dak middle, slightly above, probably slightly above middle of the pack.
And that's where we kind of sit with it. Some people will argue with us about that, and you can't convince anybody any differently.
Sure.
So we have our opinion on it and everything. We watch the same games we watch.
Right.
But that's, the Cowboys, it makes sense. Now, Kenneth, you said the defensive part. Kenneth Murray the other day, Kevin, told the world, we will stop the run this year.
Great.
So that's what he's saying based on Eberflus, and I kind of like hearing that out of him.
All right. Well, guess what, Kenneth Murray? If you lead that charge, you're going to get a big fat raise because it's been a minute since we've really seen the ability to stop the run. Even when we felt like our defense was good, like really good, we were still like, I don't know if we can.
We're missing some things still
here. If we can really stop the run. All right. Let's go from that to Gabe Davis is going to visit the Pittsburgh Steelers. This week, here's my next question for you about that. Will we get Grand Theft Auto 6 before Aaron Rodgers officially for real says he's done with football?
Alec, every time this question comes up, somebody goes, no, it's supposed to come out next month. And I'm like, okay, but hasn't that been the joke for the last 15 years?
Yeah, pretty much. Right. And it's gotten delayed and delayed and delayed, and now it's a little under a year away.
All right, so my question is,
a little under a year.
Which will you get first? The release that you can actually play Grand Theft Auto 6, or that Aaron Rodgers will officially announce that he's actually really done with professional football?
I think you'll get that first, because I still think Grand Theft Auto won't be out in under a year. Like, even if he plays this year, you still have time.
That's true.
So I'll rock with the time.
All right, Alec, what say you?
You know what? I'm going to go with Corey here, but for a different reason. Aaron Rodgers loves himself so much, and he definitely wants the world to know as soon as he knows. So I think it's going to be a big deal when it happens. So, yeah, I'm going to say that Rodgers makes it a big deal before GTA 6 comes out.
Yeah, what if he never turns in his retirement papers?
See, and that's what I think. Because I would go with Grand Theft Auto as well. Because what I think is going to happen is, I'm probably, we'll see. I don't know, McAfee. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know. And so I think he's going to be like hanging around on the fringe. And then Mike Florio is going to breathlessly write a story about it every 2 days to give you an update where there's no actual update or whatever. All right, let's go from that. Yeah, was that some of my personal bias in there?
That's what I heard.
All right. What do you think about this for Justin Jefferson's advice to J.J. McCarthy and any other quarterback who throws him the ball? Quote, I just tell them throw it up anywhere and I'm going to go get it.
Yes.
That's what I think too, yeah.
I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it plenty of times. He already has as many highlight catches as most of the receivers we watched in our childhood. And he's very early in his career. They say catch radius. He is area code guy. He is Drew Pearson. And when it comes to just any area code, put it there. Just throw the ball. What was it that he told Kirk Cousins, throw the effing ball?
Yes.
Yeah, like that. Just make sure you put it out there. And I would have faith.
And you got to have faith.
Okay. I would, if I'm JJ McCarthy, I absolutely would just be like, I have complete faith that dude's going to catch the ball. What was that Kyler said? Hops down there somewhere.
Yes.
I would have that same feeling.
And then, was it the Colts? Called him a chicken jockey? No. Which was the team that They had to delete it because they also had the Tyreek Hill thing in there, and they're like, Kyler Murray is a chicken jockey.
Or the Chargers. The
new one of those met coffee, the other one too. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go from that to, would you trust yourself with a pet alligator?
Hell yeah.
Because, see, and I'm worried by the way you just said that. Chiefs running back Carson Steele, he has a pet alligator named Crocky J.
Of course.
Who lives with him in his home. And it's not like That's a not little happening. Baby alligator.
He just crawls around the house?
In this picture, he's holding it.
Show me the picture real quick. Just I need to get a good... it's a pretty nice size croc right there.
I think it's an alligator.
Have you ever seen a croc that big?
I mean, I didn't see it, so... Oh. I have seen some impressive alligators and crocodiles out in Florida. Yeah. I saw an albino one.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one too.
You wouldn't keep it as a pet, right?
No, I'd be terrified.
We have a bearded dragon and a leopard gecko in our house.
Well,
all right, so I feel like I understand lizards. I don't mess with them, all right? They go in their cage and they stay there. Every once in a while, we have to clean it, and then we let them run around in the room and go run around in the sun, you know, a little bit. They need some sun.
What do they eat? Bugs?
Crickets, worms, and fruit and vegetables. They'll eat those too. All that being said, I'm not just trusting that I'm going to sleep and waking up in the morning without half my leg missing because of a crocodile in my house.
Damn alligator bit my hand.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
I just got done
watching The Righteous Gemstones. As fun as it is to throw a bunch of chickens out there and let them eat, I don't want to be in the water in my pool. And he's like, you know what? Time for a snack. Don't need that. So good luck to him.
Okay.
Is that in his contract that he can have that in his house? What happened?
Oh, that's a good question because he did post it on social media. So I feel like he's not really trying to keep it a secret. All right. I've been fascinated with this for a really long time. The NFL Players Association has had a discussion about making a push for a European division. We've talked about this before, and that's probably the only way this thing really works. I know for the longest time, I just assumed, wrongfully so, probably.
What if they made a European conference? Now you have a whole conference of teams.
That feels like too many.
Don't you feel like you need two divisions to be added here?
I don't.
What? Who's getting the division, the AFC or the NFC?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, man, are we going to disperse and have the way baseball used to be? With like the lopsided divisions and stuff. Yeah. Like, this division only has this many teams.
Yes.
This one will have this many
teams. So that's why I'm saying let's do two different ones. But now you got to get... That's a lot of teams. But you can move the Jaguars over there. That's team number one.
For sure. That's what I've always thought. But when you see them expanding across England, across Germany, the discussion is at least taken place. Because we've talked about having like... Let's just say it was the Jags, like the London Jaguars. That probably logistically isn't the most feasible thing in the world because you're going to have that team like probably going on 4-week road trips. But if you had a division, then at least you know all of those teams are going to continuously play each other for part of the run. And so you can immediately like mark off three of those road games for teams because you're like, well, that's going to be inside the continent. And so I'm fascinated that they were just even having this conversation because that is something I'm really intrigued to see.
I like this from the 3-2-1. So the Super Bowl will have three teams play at the same time with the three conferences. You know, that's my dream. My dream is to have two football games on crossed fields playing it at the same time.
I thought your dream was to have a football game in the grass of the NASCAR stadium.
You ever been to Texas Motor Speedway?
I have. Alec, there's a Bucky's right over there, too.
I've been there with you, awesome. So I know the answer. Alec, you have been there?
I have.
That place is large enough to have a football field right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
However,
mm-hmm.
it's also large enough to also host a hockey game at mm-hmm. the same time. My dream, as Kevin just pointed out, is to have a hockey game, a football game, and a race going on all at the same time. So you're getting action-packed content from your ticket price.
Okay, hear me out.
And it's like $20 tickets, too. Like, that's amazing. Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, I have lots of questions about the economics of this plan. Mm-hmm. But I have a new suggestion. It looks like the Metroplex is about to get another outdoor hockey game. What if we don't go to the Cotton Bowl? What if we go to Texas Motor Speedway. You could load 250,000 people into that place, having by far the highest attended hockey game of all time.
The late Eddie Gossage. Rest in peace, sir. Remember we presented that idea to him. He's like, this is actually a great idea. And he do you remember? He goes, actually, I'm glad you said this because something like this is in the works. And it turned out they were, was it Michigan played on the track, but they didn't have the race going on. So I didn't even know.
We probably will have to rule out the race.
I was a child with a dream. Eddie Gossage was like, we almost got this thing.
Said this.
I feel like I just think like a child.
Okay.
Because, hey, man, adults don't dream anymore. You know, when you're a child, you have all these aspirations. When you're an adult, you're just like, whatever, I'm beaten by life.
Alec, do you still have dreams?
I think so.
My dreams are so boring sometimes.
Now, if you have to say you think you still have
Corey's
dreams.
Corey's got me rethinking now.
Yeah. Alec is dead inside like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Because he's an adult.
One more quick question for you. I know they're trying to break this narrative. Do you think that Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die?
I have always felt like they were a cursed town, yes. Now, Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson is my fingers crossed hope that they can break out.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com. And make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
This thing. They got a lot of weapons on that team.
Do you think it's because they called themselves the Windy City and they're like not actually ranked that high for wind?
My teacher told me that they used to have ropes on the sides of buildings for you to hold on to because the wind was so strong. Was she lying to me? Miss Wrangler?
That's it.
Tell her to stick to jeans. All right. I have no idea what the answer to that question is.
I hadn't been to see, so I don't know.
Okay. I mean, look, I don't think they still have them there, right?
Why not? If the wind's still there.
Oh my gosh, it's so windy. Let me hold on to this rope next to the building. Like, that doesn't feel right.
Let me go look it up.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. How about we do some AM on the FM?
We got the question of the day. Do I have dreams in life? And do you tell the homies good night? Next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Wanted to remind you, tomorrow we got Robert Ori coming up at 11 o'clock. Bruce Bochy at 12:30. And then today we got Dallas Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd coming up at noon. But right now,
he'll be on the Zoom too.
So I believe he will.
Should have his face.
All right. Does that make you even more intrigued by the interview?
We get to look at him and he gets to look at us. And so he gets to, if he sees smiles when we ask questions, he'll go, okay, this is a fun question.
But if we just look at him angrily.
Yeah, if we're just like.
He'd be like, I don't know why we traded Luka. And yeah, I was part of it. Right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer the question of the day momentarily. Twitch and YouTube want to hear from you as well. Plus, got some sound from the NFL that poses another question. Do you tell the homies goodnight? We'll get to that here in just a little bit, but we're going to consult the national day calendar before anything, gentlemen. Today is National Repeat Day.
Oh,
Today is National Repeat Day.
Pete and Repeat fell into a boat.
Uh-huh.
Pete fell out. Who was left?
Repeat.
Pete and Repeat were in a boat. Pete fell out. Who's left?
Repeat.
So, you know, I've got this thing called a fader. I can just bring down Kevin's level and then nobody can hear him. Oh. I think that might be the...
I thought that was for haircuts.
Yeah, that is. Good call there. I'm proud of you for that one. But it is National Repeat Day, so I repeated that for a second time. But
thank you.
What we're going to do for the question of the day, because it got me thinking... I was a victim of this, or I was guilty of this, rather, last night. Everybody's got that one or two, maybe even a few shows or movies that you will rewatch until the day you die because it hits the spot every time. It does what it needs to do for you every time. So what is that movie or TV show that you will rewatch at any time, no matter what? 877-881-1053.
Now, I could say the Star Wars movies, of course, but I want to go with a singular movie, and it's The Breakfast Club. If The Breakfast Club is on, I am here to watch it, whether it's Emilio Estevez taking out his preposterous lunch that he has, whether it's Judd Nelson giving the business to the proctor at detention that day, and everything in between, I will watch that movie every time.
Just so you can hear the song?
Don't you... forget about me.
So this is...
That is a great song.
Did you say TV shows? Or did you just say movies?
TV shows or movies.
So here's... I'm going to throw... I think TV shows, it's always Friends in the Office. That's super easy.
Yeah.
The movie, and I think everybody can get on board with this. It's Blue Streak with Martin Lawrence. Ooh. Blue Streak with Martin Lawrence and Luke Wilson. Maybe it's not, I don't know that it's my favorite movie of all time. Okay. I will say that.
Okay.
But it is the movie that no matter what, if I see that it's on, you know, TBS or TNT or whatever. And they're like, hey, we're showing a movie in the middle of the day. That next 3 hours is done because commercials makes it longer. But that next 3 hours is taken care of. I'm watching that movie, Blue Streak. I think it's hilarious. I could repeat the lines along with Dave Chappelle and Martin Lawrence. I love that movie so much that my kids now will also, they know, oh crap, Blue Streak's on TV, Dad's watching it. So it's always Blue Streak.
Okay.
Good buddy cop movie.
That same reason for my dad, it's Harry Potter. Anytime it's on like TNT or any of those channels, he will drop everything he is doing to sit down and watch certain scenes, even though he's seen it a bazillion times, and he will live quote the scene as it's happening. I'm like, dude, I can't even remember the names of all the Harry Potter movies, and you're sitting here quoting word for word.
Dude, that's a fact.
Not even the major scenes either. It's some of the like transitional scenes that you're just like, yeah, very forgettable. No, he knows every single word.
How does your dad feel about that stupid house elf Dobby?
I think he thinks he's cool.
We are not going home.
He doesn't have like real... That's Anton Hudobin. Thank you, Corey.
I like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
The other one...
Can you do his voice?
No.
You don't do it? You're
not even going to try?
Okay. No, probably not.
Let's see. From the...
I was glad when they got rid of him.
Aw. He's a nice elf. But from the 806, I see Tombstone with Val Kilmer.
That's oh, yeah.
See, from the 469, A Few Good Men.
You know, I just saw that within the last year for the first time. It
really?
Is very good.
He seriously couldn't handle the truth?
He couldn't.
Okay.
In that moment, he lost his temper and his hubris took him down.
I mean, who can handle the truth if we're being honest? From the 469, Major League, such a funny movie, Rip Bob Bucher.
Oh my God.
That's
He's
one
the
that,
best in that movie. Him in that movie... And John Lovitz in A League of Their Own,
yeah,
I just think are amazing side performances.
That is one of those movies that I will drop everything to watch, like 5 or 10 minutes of it, even if I see it on TV. That one's awesome. Let's see. From the 469, Twilight. That's oddly one that gets played in the house, too, because my sister was a massive fan of it growing up. So I think my dad, just for like memory's sake, anytime it's on TV, he'll just leave it on in the background as background noise. And I will say, I'm not a fan of the movies. I don't think they're that great at all. But the soundtracks for them?
Oh.
Tip of the cap.
So I've never seen any of those movies.
Good.
I know they were super popular. Was your sister ever like a goth? And did she want to marry a vampire?
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like at that, because let's see what... Was that like late 2000s, early 2010s? I feel like that was just kind of a trend. Vampires were very in, and goth was just very into. So my sister definitely had the black hair phase, you know, and wanting every piercing on the face of the earth. And my mom was like, no, you got a life ahead of you. Be smart about this. Definitely had the long bangs that went down to the eyebrows and you could like sometimes barely see her face or anything. Yeah, she definitely had the emo face. It was a real thing. And I've still contemplated. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to find the money for it. But they made the Twilight Cullen House Lego set. I'm like, I need to get that for her birthday or something because she would lose her mind over that. But again, I never saw the hype in the movies. I read the books because I needed to for school. To get my, you know, whenever you had like a reading log and stuff, it was like, okay. And I told you guys, I knew how to party in elementary school and whatnot because all I did was read during recess because I couldn't go outside because of medical reasons. So, you know, I would just sit there and read all the time, read books that were like way past my age, senior reading level in like third grade. So I was reading.
Turn that into a brag.
Yeah. Now look at me. I use none of that information in my daily life.
I couldn't go outside.
Yeah.
So Kevin,
touch grass.
Yesterday during crosstalk with our morning show, I said that I don't go places that I don't want to, and Adrian knows that. I did watch these movies against my will.
Oh.
I did watch those same movies against my will because of the hostaging situation.
What kind of hostage?
It was a bargaining chip. I knew if I watched those movies,
what would happen?
Me and my wife could make sweet love.
Oh my dear God!
And so I dealt with it in order to achieve.
From the 469,
my third child.
Y'all should watch Blood In, Blood Out. So when I worked at Blockbuster. Blood In, Blood Out, Sangre Por Sangre was...
It's such an awesome movie.
The most popular movie we had based on the copies of the movie we had, all right?
How many did y'all have?
One. We had one effing copy.
It was never there.
I told my district manager, I asked our regional manager if we could just order like 10 more copies of Sangre Por Sangre because... Every day, and I am not being hyperbolic, every day somebody asked to rent that movie. It was by far the most popular like library movie that we had, and those are like the non-new releases. Every day, people would ask for that movie. Corey was right. We only had one copy. It felt like it was never in stock, and I could never get more copies. And I was like, I could make up that money in 2 weeks renting out all the copies of that.
You could have. Why didn't you just do the smart thing? Go back there. I know you back in the back, y'all have one of those recording things. Just record onto a new VHS, man. Label it, and then take, then pocket the money.
Because I vowed not to steal anymore after I got arrested.
What an idiot.
But yeah.
I mean, smart.
That so I'm
smart.
Very familiar with that movie. It's the most popular movie we could never keep in stock at the video store.
That is amazing.
People love movies.
Movie watching is a sport. I've heard that somewhere before. From the 214, Talladega Nights from your boy Tolbert Garage Door.
Heck yeah, man. That actually, that movie is very easy to watch all the time and very quotable.
Mm-hmm. Tolbert Garage Door. Hey, did you know that on Thursday, the G-Vag Nation will be doing their show live from Tolbert in Mesquite. If you want to stop by, and if you don't, what's your deal?
Yeah, what's up?
I think you should go there, and you know what? I think I should probably just stop by after our show.
You know what? I think I might do the same thing and bring my kids out.
Nice.
Ooh. Sounds like a lot of people showing up. Maybe I need to add myself into the mix.
That's even more people if you show up.
That's a lot of people. Are we the show of people of record now?
I think so.
And
after today, the basketball show of record.
Yeah, and Carter pointed out we're about to be like the head coach show of record.
It's true.
Ooh, because I know it's not called head coach, but we got Bruce Bochy tomorrow.
That's right.
We're going to have the Schottenheimer presser here in a matter of minutes.
Whoever the new Stars head coach is going to be.
Man.
Jeez. All right, so that's the question of the day. 877-881-1053. Keep those coming in. The show or movie that you can rewatch at will. Mine, for the record, Star Wars: The Clone Wars, the TV series.
Oh,
I was like
I'm rewatching it right now.
I was about to say the worst of the first six.
No, no,
but I got
the TV, the animated TV series is one of my favorite TV series of all time.
It is a damn good TV show.
And it's an easy rewatch because there's so many different stories that they cover. But this story that I'm about to cover is probably my favorite. And it's been a TikTok trend for a couple of weeks now. I know the morning show actually talked about this. I think Peyton brought it up. There's been a trend of some boys just calling up the homies at night and literally just saying, yeah, I just called to say goodnight, and getting their reactions on film. Because let's be honest, who actually does that? Nobody does that anymore. Like, you might do that for family, you know, if you, like, let's say your kid is at summer camp or something, you call them and say goodnight. Sure. You know, whenever you're calling family, that's one thing. But me as a 23-year-old man, am I calling one of my friends from college just to say goodnight every night? No. So it's definitely weird and random. And Jermaine Johnson of the Los Angeles Rams was on Twitch doing a Twitch stream playing video games and whatnot. And it looked like his chat dared him to do that to one of his teammates.
Oh.
So he picked the 2024 Defensive Rookie of the Year, Jared Verse. And this is how the conversation went.
I just got done eating. Just calling to say goodnight.
So you said what?
Nah, I said I just got done eating. I just said, thought I'd check on you, say goodnight.
Hey man, get the f*** out of my phone, bro. Hey, don't you ever call me to say goodnight again. We're gonna eat like this.
Bro, chill. I'm just calling to say goodnight. We got a good relationship.
I'm a grown man. Hey, my relationship just took a hit off you saying that.
And then hangs up.
Oh man, he did hang up on him.
Just straight up hangs up. So he was like, yeah, our relationship just took a hit because of that. Good job.
The other night, as I was getting into bed, Adrian goes, hey, did you call Travis and tell him goodnight? Mm. Did you call Brian and tell him goodnight? Did you call Kevin and tell him goodnight? I was like, what are you doing right now? Mm. And she was like, you know, call him. I was like, no, I don't do that. I never have either. I don't think I ever called my friends and told them goodnight.
See, this is where I'm in a tough spot because I would answer the phone.
Yeah, I
assume
you
if someone makes a phone call
that late,
that it's probably important.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that's what you want to talk about. I'm just like,
you know what though? We do need to check in on our friend a little more though. You know, check in on your friends, tell them goodnight. I think that's not a bad approach.
You should call Mike and tell him goodnight sometime.
How do you know I don't?
Great point.
He calls me usually after games to tell me goodnight.
Oh well.
Tells me he loves me.
Yeah, famous Corey.
It's true.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, We're going to hear from Dallas Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer. And then we're going to interview Dallas Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd. All right? Going to be a ton of content coming at you next right here on The Fan.
All Reds first pitch swinging in the right. Barker loads up. Davis to the plate. Save! Texas Tech has done it! They end the greatest dynasty in college softball history. The Red Raiders storm to the championship series.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where Carter's disc.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us. All backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
I'm pleased that the back-to-back-to-back-to-back national champions have been dethroned. There was somebody who I'm a friend with on Facebook that said they would bet $1,000 that Texas and OU would play in the softball finals. I'm really disappointed I didn't take that bet because I would have won. Because Texas Tech, which had never hosted a regional, let alone been to a super regional, let alone been to the College World Series, is now going to be in the College World Series final starting tomorrow against Texas, an all-Texas final. Corey, what is your excitement level?
That is pretty awesome, man. It stinks that OU's out because, as he just said, the greatest dynasty in the history of college women's softball.
What about the fact that they were down to their last strike and it looked like it was done and then they hit the game-tying home run? And then when I saw that, I was like, well, they're going to play again.
Yeah, man.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah, it is like that part of it stinks, but it's really cool. And again, when you pay $1.2 million to your pitcher, you better hope that you are able to get this far. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah.
That's what you're paying for.
I know. And I keep seeing all these articles like first $1 million pitcher. And I'm like, yeah, good decision.
You're shorting her a little bit there. It's 1.2, I heard.
Okay. Which, when you think about it, it sounds ridiculous. But just remember, that's $200,000.
Yeah.
It seems
it's
weird.
Like 6 years of work.
Yeah. Man. Like whenever you're like, oh, it's a $6.1 billion enterprise. And you're like, oh, not $6 billion? Think about it. That's an extra $100 million. So don't be fooled by the decimal point. That can still be an awful lot of money. All right. So you got Texas Tech. You got Texas going into the championship starting tomorrow. Are you going to root for Texas Tech? Because you cannot root for Texas.
Oh, yeah. I'll pull for Texas Tech. That's okay. I think they're probably going to win, but I mean, this is really two really good programs. Like that's the thing that's really exciting about it is two really good programs playing in a. I think that college women's softball is as exciting as any other sport you can get into whenever you're at this point in the season.
Ooh,
because,
okay.
A, we've discussed this, Kevin. The chants that are going on, there's always energy. There's always something going on in these games. And when they celebrate a play, it's not just like, yes, like it is all out. Let's effing go. Like every single awesome play has a big moment. So yeah, I'm in on it.
Now, as we talked about, things went decidedly less great for the Texas. Are we ready? All right. Schottenheimer says, the hell with that. I'm ready to go.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. We haven't seen much of Trayvon Diggs. So how's his rehab going?
Yeah, it's going good. Talked to Trayvon last week. He's down in Miami doing some training and, you know, no timeline for the return, but he had to come back a couple weeks ago to get checked out by the doc, and all signs are positive.
I guess things have changed from years ago when guys were always in the facility almost every day when they were rehabbing. Considering the severity of his injury, would you like to see more of him in the building?
I think everybody now has their own people that they use. It's kind of the day and age of football. But again, it's all voluntary. He's been in great communication. We've been in contact with his doctors, his rehab people down there. But the game has changed. I mean, it's interesting. These guys have been forced to, in a lot of ways, have to go out and have O-line coaches, quarterback coaches, receiver coaches, DB coaches, because of the limitations that the league is, you know, rightfully so with the PA negotiated. And I think it's the day and era of football and where we're at.
Brian, Todd Archer with ESPN with Micah. Do you have any assurances that it'll be here next week for the camp?
I would assume. Mike and I talked a couple of days ago. Again, he's doing a little bit of traveling. But again, everything that he and I have talked about, I expect that he will be here. And like I said, I say it each and every week. Mike and I have had great communication, everything I've asked him to do and vice versa. He's followed through on, so I would expect to see him.
And then last week he brought in former players to be around everybody in meetings. What was the genesis of that idea? What do you think you got? What did you get out of it? The players got out of it?
Well, number one, it was one of my favorite days of the offseason. You know, there's such great tradition and history here with the Cowboys, and you talk about not just the Super Bowl, you know, trophies, but some of the great players. I mean, to have a chance, I think we had over 25 guys that came and attended. We wanted to open up the team meeting for them. We wanted them to kind of see our energy and our juice, the way we like to operate. I think that when you talk about these guys paved the way for the guys that sit in those chairs today. And to celebrate those guys and to make them feel welcome is too easy. I mean, they're part of our family, you know. It's like having a uncle or a grandfather in some cases that you can use as a sounding board, you can use as a mentor. You know, are they going to be friends? Hell, I hope so. But if they're not, there's experiences that they can garner from the likes of Randy White, Bob Lilly, Michael Irvin, Dat Nguyen. I mean, go round and round about the guys that were here. And I think that's important. It's important for our players to see guys that have not only gone out and been incredible football players, whether they're Ring of Honor, whether they're all pro, all decade team, like some of those guys, or whether they've gone on to do incredible things in life. And there's guys that have gone on and have had even more success as entrepreneurs and businessmen. That's important for our players. You know, football's going to end for our players at some point. But more than anything, it was a chance to bring them back, watch them be celebrated, but to begin to develop the relationship. And I want those guys to know they're always welcome, and there's a place for them to celebrate the tradition. And I'd be lying if I said that, Brady James is the only one that might not have had a good day because he lost to Joe Looney in a basketball shooting competition. And offense wins again.
Can this team's past ever be burdensome with the Super Bowls and the expectations and all that? Do you ever think that weighs on guys?
I don't think so. Not when the head coach sits up here and talks about the ultimate goal is to win a world championship. I think it's to be celebrated. You know, you've got an incredible organization, incredible team, but the history speaks to what we're about. And so I think some people might view it as being burdensome. I don't. I think it's awesome. I think the more those guys are around, the more we see their Super Bowl rings, you know, which they wear very proudly. I think that's great for our guys because that's why we do it, you know, and we don't hide from that. And again, you know, I talk a lot about that. Like, it doesn't mean there's not a process, right? There's a process that goes into winning a world championship. You know, it just doesn't, you know, you talk about the steps to help you get there, and we do that quite a bit. You know, you have to win games at home. You have to win games you're supposed to win. You have to get into the playoffs and all those things. But I think it's meaningless to set an arbitrary goal about, hey, we want to win 10 games or we want to do this. You know, we want to win a Super Bowl, and we don't hide from that.
John Schoedel with The Athletic. Michael Irvin obviously was in the building. He talked about how he liked the competition in the meeting rooms, talking about how, like, having a wide receiver on each dry erase board, kind of going over plays and things like that. Is that left up to the assistant coaches, like each room's different, or is that something top down where you're like, hey, we got to find more ways to make this more interactive? Michael was talking about, like, you didn't see one guy on a phone, you know, and obviously that in the phone era that we're in, it's probably difficult to do that.
Well, I think it shows you that coaches and players have just understood the central theme of the program, and that is to compete every day. And, you know, this is not a random Tuesday for us. We are trying to throw the best practice in the NFL to date today. And can we do that? I don't know. We'll see. But the coaches individually, when they break up into the rooms, kind of the plan for that day was – we wanted to have the legends, I'll refer to them as legends because they all are, sit in the room. And, it's fun for those guys that watch film. They miss it. I mean, you can't not miss it. I mean, Babe would speak to that. You know, you miss sitting in meeting rooms. You miss the corrections. You miss the jibing, you know, and the fun stuff. But each coach is going to find a way to we do a lot of trivia, a lot of questions, and we like to compete. And there's always going to be a winner and a loser.
And then when we were out there last week, even though Sam Williams is working out to the side, I mean, it looks like he's doing a lot. What's kind of the update with him? When do you expect him to maybe be able to work back in with the team?
Yeah, biceps look huge. His arms. No, he's doing great. And, again, I think Britt Brown does an incredible job with all those guys. The guys are rehabbing, and he looks great. Again, no timetable, but, again, you guys see him moving and the size and the speed and athleticism. I run down there and check on those guys a lot just to see how they're doing. He and Dono and all those guys, Demo, they're all doing great.
Nick Harris, Sports Star Telegram. I want to ask about a couple of guys we've seen had good days. Miles Sanders on Thursday, Kyer Elam over the last couple of weeks. Both of those new additions, what have you seen from those guys in their respective?
So I'll start with Kyer. You know, obviously Florida Gator. First-round draft pick. You know, sometimes it's just there's issues with fit. There's issues with different things, but the talent jumps off the film. We keep track of our players' speeds, you know, each week to see who's hitting top speeds. And like I said, the one thing I'm most proud about is the way our guys run, pre-snap, but more post-snap, the way they run and cover. And he's been consistently at the top of the skill guys on defense with his top speeds. I think he's really taking to the system, the coaching from DA and Andre. So I think he's in a really good spot. He's playing with a lot of confidence. But again, it's I guess we're June now. So yeah, we're June, but we're still in OTA football, and we're still limited with what we can do. And the defense does not have equal right to the football. That's the rule. And so therefore, DBs have to pull off. But from a confidence standpoint, he's doing great. And Miles, I don't know why anybody would be surprised with Miles' ability. I mean, you know, having been in the division and played against Miles when he was in Philadelphia, you talk about a guy that's a home run threat. You talk about a guy that's got incredible, just ability to hurt you running, catching the ball out of the backfield, all that stuff. Very smart, very bright. All the backs have been that way. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention they're both the right type of guy. You know, they both fit into what we're trying to build as a culture from a work ethic standpoint. They both bring veteran leadership, a little bit different. Miles a little older than Kyrie, but Kyrie's, you know, father, you know, played. So he understands the life of professional football. And so two very exciting guys that we've added to the roster, amongst many other.
And you kind of alluded to it already, but how much stock do you put into good days on the field when you can't really do a whole lot out there?
It's more about learning, you know. I mean, it really is. It's more about are the attention to the details with the scheme there? Are our splits right on offense? Is our communication right on defense? It's more of a, you know, when you talk about identity, we want to be a team that plays smart. We want to be a team that doesn't beat ourselves, and we want to be a team that doesn't have a lot of penalties. So it's more of that. You know, we get a lot out of the walkthroughs. You know, because that's kind of the tempo you have to go to. And I'm very pleased with where we are from a scheme implementation, if you will, both on offense, defense, and special teams. We're through a lot, and we're in a review day today, which is good. What a review day should bring is really even better details, you know, even better communication, even less errors. And I think that's the thing that we want to see from a day like today.
Joe White, DL Sports. One of the things we talked about last year with Eric Hendricks was that he could teach Mike Zimmer's system because he knew it so well. Obviously, you guys brought in Jack Sanborn, who has experience with Matt Eberflus. Just curious, does Matt Eberflus' system, do you think it needed kind of a translator or a guy who had that firsthand experience with it? And then what else have you seen from Sanborn since he's got here?
Work ethic jumps off the tape. The communication I was talking to, you know, he has the advantage because he's been in the system. But again, I think Flus's system is so flexible, and you know, again, we're going to always be multiple. Everything we do is going to be multiple on all three phases of the game, and that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to run 1,000 different coverages or run 1,000 different plays, but you're going to dress it up and do things like that. But Jack's been incredible. The command, also him, I would say, leaning into a couple of the younger backers, you know, Barron and Shamar. You know, that doesn't have to happen, but he's happy to help, which is great. Again, speaks to the fact that, yeah, he's a competitor. He wants to win the starting job, but he's also willing to, you know, lean into those guys and answer questions and be a sounding board, and that's what we want. I mean, you can be a veteran that wants to compete to be a starter, but still help some of the younger guys. There's not a right way or wrong way to do it, and Jack's a very selfless player that we're excited to have.
Kyle.
Kyle Yeomans, Dallas Cowboys TV. We talked to Damone Clark a little bit last week, too, sticking with linebackers. What have you seen in his progression with this system and how he's kind of come along this offseason?
Yeah, picked it up fast. I think the way he's diagnosing things looks quicker to me than maybe in the past. A little bit more command of it. The physical traits have always been there. And I think the connection that he has with Flus, Coach Borgonzi, I think that's important. I know most guys are that way, but I think Damone, he's such a pleaser. He wants to do things the right way that I think that relationship that he's developed with Dave Borgonzi is incredible. And again, that's what this time of year is about as well. It's, again, like we've said, you know, what are we doing to connect the coaches to the players to the staff? And I think that, you know, Dave's done a really good job of capturing not just the moment, but really that entire linebacker room, because there's a ton of new faces in there.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.